CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 1st of March, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. British Science Week starts on Friday. What are your plans? Listen out for the RSGB president operating as Golf Bravo 5, Charlie Charlie. Make the most of the RSGB National Radio Centre's extended summer operating hours. British Science Week starts this Friday, 6th of March, and finishes on Sunday, the 15th of March. The annual event celebrates science, technology, engineering and maths and is the perfect opportunity to share amateur radio with new audiences. A number of clubs are hosting events that are open to the public, ranging from a practical stills night at Chelmsford Amateur Radio Society through to the Lincolnshire Portable Radio Group, which is delivering a youth event at the International Bomber Command Centre. Several groups and organisations are looking to arrange skeds during the week. These include Crowthorne in Wokingham without Men's Shed, with Bracknell Amateur Radio Club, and also South Derbyshire and Ashby Wolves Amateur Radio Group. Get involved with British Science Week by attending an event or by arranging a sked with one of these groups. Find out more by going to rsgb.org/bravo-sierra-whiskey and selecting events happening near you from the right-hand menu. If you haven't planned anything yet, you can get involved by doing the RSGB Riding the Wave activity with your friends and family. Find this worksheet, along with numerous other ideas and resources, by going to the RSGB British Science Week web page. The president of the RSGB, Bob Beavy, GU4YOX, will be operating as GB5CC for this year's Commonwealth Contest, which takes place on the 14th and 15th of March. He will be doing so in memory of former RSGB president Bob Whelan, G3PJT, who sadly became a silent key at the end of last year. Bob Beavy looks forward to making contacts across the Commonwealth and sharing time on the amateur bands to reflect the fellowship, tradition and sense of community that Bob Whelan valued so deeply. Find out more about the contest at rsgbcc.org/hf. If you are planning a visit to the RSGB National Radio Centre, you'll be pleased to hear that, in line with Bletchley Park's summer opening hours, the centre is now open for an extra hour and will close at 5 p.m. each day. Remember that RSGB members can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park at rsgb.org/bravo-papa-voucher. Did you know that each RSGB region has a Facebook page that is a focus on regional amateur radio communities? The majority of the posts are from clubs, individual licensees and event organisers from that area, and the content is moderated by members of the RSGB regional team. Some RSGB news content is also shared that will be of interest to amateurs in that particular region. These pages can also be used to ask for help about any aspect of amateur radio. Whether you're an individual or a club, make use of this resource. You can find the pages on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/groups/RSGB Region 1 for Region 1, or substitute the region number for your local region. The 235 Alive DMR net takes place on TGIF Talk Group 235 on Mondays and Fridays from 7:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome. For details of how to connect, visit the 235 Alive Facebook page or 235alive.com. International Women's Day YL Parks on the Air party takes place annually on the 8th of March. This isn't a contest. The main goal is to encourage women to get out, get on the air, and be more active in amateur radio. For more information, visit the International Women's Day YLPOTA Party Facebook page. SOS Radio Week is an annual event that takes place throughout the month of May to celebrate the work of the volunteers from the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, independent lifeboats, and national coast watch stations around the British Isles. Registration is now open via sosradioweek.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, the Exeter Radio Rally is taking place at the Ken Centre, EX67UE. The rally includes a bring and buy area, disabled facilities, catering, and free car parking. The entrance fee is £3. On Sunday, the 22nd of March, Callington Radio and Electronics Rally will be held in the Town Hall, New Road, Callington, Cornwall, postcode Papa Lima 17, 7 Bravo Echo. The doors will be open to the public from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Entry is £2 each, with no charge for those under the age of 16. A comprehensive selection of traders, clubs and societies from the southwest will be present, along with a bring and buy stall and the usual catering service. Pre-booking is essential, so contact Alastair M0KRR via Alpha Lima Alpha Sierra Tango Alpha India Romeo dot Kilo Echo Romeo Romeo 1 at btinternet.com or by phone on 01503 262 755 with your requirements as soon as possible. Visit callingtonradiosociety.org.uk for more information. Now the special event news. Experimental Danish radio amateurs are celebrating the centenary of Denmark's first licensed amateurs. To mark the occasion, special call sign OZ100 OZ will be on the air from 0 hours UTC on the 1st of March until 23:59 UTC on the 8th of March. For more information, including details of an award that is available for working the station, visit qrz.com. And special call sign ZL100 Charlie is active to celebrate the centenary of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, which was formed on the 16th of August, 1926. The call sign will be active until the 6th of August, 2026, QSL via the Bureau and Logbook of the World. For more information, visit qrz.com. And now the DX News. Arno, DL1CW, is active as 9 Golf 5 Zulu Zulu from Ghana until Tuesday the 3rd of March. He operates on the 80 to 6 meter bands, mainly using CW, QSL via Logbook of the World, the Bureau, and Arno's home call. Andre, PD1DRE, is active as Papa Juliet 2 / Papa Delta 1 Delta Romeo Echo from Curaçao, SA099, until Wednesday the 4th of March. He operates using FT4, FT8 and SSB on the HF bands, QSL via eQSL. Now the contest news. Today, the Worked All Britain 3.5 MHz phone contest runs from 1800 until 2200 UTC. Using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and your Worked All Britain area. Tomorrow, the 2nd of March, the RSGB 80-metre Club Championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. Using PSK63 and RTTY on the 80-metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 3rd, The RSGB 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 until 1955 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the RSGB UK activity contest runs from 2000 till 2230 UTC using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 4th of March, the RSGB 144 MHz FD8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC using FD8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. And on Wednesday the 4th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs from 2000 until 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80-metre band, the exchange is your 6-character locator. The RSGB 144 and 432 MHz contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 7th and runs until 1400 UTC on Sunday the 8th of March. Using all modes on the 2-meter and 70-centimeter bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And the ARRL International DX contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 7th and runs until 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 8th of March. Using SSB on the 160 to 10-meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is RST and TX Power. American stations also send their state, and Canadian stations send their province. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 26th of February 2026. We've just had a period of zero sunspots, the first time since June 2022. However, don't worry, this may be a sign of things to come, but this zero spot period was short-lived. There are no signs of sunspots appearing over the sun's eastern limb with Old Region 4366, last seen on the 11th of February, making its return. It's now renamed Active Region 4378. It's helping to boost the solar flux index, which stood at 125 on Thursday the 26th of February. This is far greater than the usual solar flux index lows we experience at sunspot minimum, when it can be as low as 66 to 70. It's now March, and with the hours of daylight increasing, we are seeing a change in HF propagation. The spring equinox is a good time for north-south propagation, especially on the higher HF bands, although the 10-meter band may tail off as we head towards summer. For the best overall DX HF propagation, head to 21 MHz or higher, where you may get maximum global coverage. Propagation has been reasonable, but a high-speed solar wind stream from a coronal hole puts the KP index to 4 for long periods. This has not helped HF propagation, although its effects are not as bad as with a KP index of 6 or higher. The expeditions to be worked this week include Bouvet Island 3Y0K, Guinea-Bissau J51A, and the final days of the Deisecho Island KP5/NP3VI, which is due to end around the 3rd of March. Lubu OM5ZW and Lako OM4WM will be active from Toulouse Island in the Maldives as 8 Quebec 7 Zulu Whiskey from the 28th of February until the 12th of March 2026. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Center predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the 120 to 130 range. The solar wind speed model predicts that a cloud of plasma may hit the Earth today, 1st of March, so watch out for an increased KP index. Otherwise, the first half of the coming week may be quiet geomagnetically. However, the KP index is predicted to rise to 4 on the 5th and 6th of March. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The early part of last week saw brief 50 MHz FD8 spots of the J51D expedition to Guinea-Bissau in the southern part of the UK. As with TZ1CE last week, stations much further south benefited from the best propagation. As of Thursday the 26th of February, Club Log showed no UK stations in their log yet. Earlier in the week, the station was an easy catch using FD8 on all the lower bands. The current spell of very unsettled weather will last into the early part of the coming week. Thereafter, it seems likely that high pressure will start to build over the country, possibly with another weak front after midweek. This may soon be followed by another high before the end of the week. In terms of radio propagation, though some further rain scatter is probable at first, as we head into the coming week, there's every chance of tropo becoming a mode of choice. It's important to remember that not all highs are equal, and although they all tend to produce a strong temperature inversion, they may not be good for tropo if the air near the surface is too dry. Ideally, we need to see some misty low cloud or early morning fog trapped under the inversion for the better quality lifts. This is because a change in moisture across the top of the inversion produces the biggest change to the refractive index. Other modes to consider, though not too seriously, are aurora after the recent coronal hole stream. The indication you're looking for is a high value of KP index, say 5 or greater, up to a maximum of 9. With meteor scatter, we're in the long gap in shower activity until the Lyrids in late April, so relying on random meteor activity is the best we can expect. And lastly, the prospects for sporadic air are not necessarily zero, but are unlikely to be exciting in this part of the year. The main summer season is normally considered to run from late April till mid-September. In the interim, the occasional burst of activity is possible, but probably limited to 10 or 6 metres. For EME, moon declination has started to fall again, going negative on Wednesday the 4th of March. This means shortening moon windows and lower peak elevation. Path losses are rising again after perigee. 144 MHz sky noise is low throughout the coming week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This week, it's meetings only, starting with the Southwest. On Tuesdays, from 7:30pm, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society meets at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SB7-0PL. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesdays, from 8pm, at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20-8JT. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16-4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Now here's a new entry. Taunton and District Amateur Radio Club has a talk on the Somerset Marconi Beam Station on Tuesday at the Tangier Scout and Guide Centre. The event starts at 7:30pm. On Wednesdays, there's a ClubNet via the GB3VS repeater from 7:30pm. And they've got a website, tauntonarc.whiskeyindiaxray.com/taunton thornton-radio-club. Thornbury's South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Wednesday at 8pm, Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club has a presentation by Jeff Plunkett, G4FKA, demonstrating online systems such as Logbook of the World and EQSL. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. And Yeovil Amateur Radio Club, there's a committee and a mini-talks on Thursday. Now for Wales, Everken Fagan District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. On Tuesday, Bury Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30pm. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society, there's a meeting at Isluin High School on Friday. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a face-to-face and on-air meeting on Tuesday, starting at 6:30pm. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7:30pm in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7pm at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Dragon Amateur Radio Club, well, tomorrow, the 2nd, the club night is at Canolf and Isgyfiog, Gywen. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnerdale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7pm every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7pm. Flanestle Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7pm every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society has a club meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursday from 7pm. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7pm and 9pm. Also on Tuesdays, St. Dibby Amateur Radio Society meets at the Portable Cabin next to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7:30pm. On Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night starting at 7:30pm in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcast can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7:30, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.